Popular Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Welcome to a beautiful Wednesday evening, early afternoon. We're going to be talking about the fog as it makes its way in a little bit later tonight. Austin is all over the weather report, and he'll even tell you what's going to happen in 6 days. I'll leave you at that, kind of hold you in suspense. But in 6 days, something is going to be happening. Well, let me just tell you, Pensacola's new 4 red light cameras. I want to just pass these numbers on to you. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Captured over 1,477 drivers running red lights. This was during January. In the 27 days, the number of violations, if you do the math here, 54 a day. During a news conference on Tuesday, Mayor Reeves said officers rejected 38 recorded violations where cars didn't actually run the red light. The error rate is about 2.5%, by the way. Reeves said the worst intersections are Bayou Boulevard and 9th Avenue, eastbound, and then westbound, same thing, East Gregory Street and 9th Avenue, westbound. State law sets the fine for red light camera violations $158, with $45 going to the local government. And Mayor Reeves is now saying he and the city are getting a pretty bad rap here. It's all about the misperception that the city's new cameras are money grabbers.
I'm trying to get rid of this misperception that anybody who gets a ticket was only over the line by 1 inch. And that when people who are trying to tear down this idea, that, of course, that's the most sellable way to do it, right? To say, oh, well, what do you mean? Every single person who's getting a ticket is only getting it because they were 1 millimeter over the bar. I have plenty of video that the vast majority of what we're talking about is blatant, putting people's lives in danger,
right,
is what we're talking about here.
Okay, and Reeves says the red light cameras were installed for safety and because something just had to be done about the constant flow of people blowing through those red lights.
Yeah, so be safe out there.
It's dangerous, absolutely dangerous. Let me slip in here, make sure we cover the major indices today. They ended the day in the green. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks finishing higher despite big tech stocks under pressure today as shares of Google parent Alphabet struggled in the wake of their recently reported earnings results. Its stock falling 8%. The search engine giant delivered fourth quarter earnings that beat expectations, but its cloud revenue missed estimates. Disney reported upbeat earnings, posting a beat on streaming strength, but the entertainment giant took a hit in its theme park business from hurricanes, and its stock fell 2%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Nvidia. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Caterpillar, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 317 points, the Nasdaq higher by 38, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And anyway, we're talking numbers here this afternoon. Mortgage rates holding steady again today. Home buyers and home sellers watching those numbers. Here they are. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.05%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.45%.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups still being reported on Highway 29 if you are traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some on Palafox Street if you're traveling towards Olive Road, but both of those spots aren't looking too severe at this time. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees tonight with a low of 62, and it will be foggy this evening, and it's just going to be fog tomorrow as well, maybe a little bit early Friday, but what's interesting about these next several days is that there is seemingly no chance of precipitation as far as rainfall until around Tuesday. And Chris, that's what you were hinting at earlier. 6 days from now, we're really going to see a ramp up in those rain chances.
Okay. You might be scratching your head this afternoon thinking, I heard that guy on the radio on Tuesday telling us about the smoke and the prescribed burn scheduled in the Jones Swamp Wetland Preserve. Well, that was canceled today due to the weather. I did have a conversation with Scotland Wilson from Scambia County. She's their meteorologist explaining why it didn't happen, and it was basically just the weather conditions were iffy to make it right to do it, and that's the way they do it over to Escambia County, right? So it's not, as they say, you know, it's not always great to be first, it's great to be right. And so that's where that falls in with them. So that's why it didn't happen today. It was set place to happen in a 34-acre area located south of 98, west of Fairfield, north of Gulf Beach Highway, east of Blue Angel Parkway. Escambia County officials now saying a new notice will be issued when those conditions do improve.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump's attempt to restrict birthright citizenship is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. The judge heard arguments earlier today in Maryland related to a request by five pregnant illegal immigrants to put a preliminary injunction in place, blocking the executive order Trump signed on his first day. The women and two nonprofits alleged that it violated federal laws as well as the Constitution. And of course, this is coming after this same executive order was put on hold last month by a federal judge in Seattle and described as unconstitutional.
618 News Radio 92.3. There you are. You're in the CIA, and you get this notice that, here's a buyout for your future. In fact, the CIA is reportedly offering buyouts for its entire staff. Ryan Schmelz has details from Washington.
Officials claim the move is part of an effort to bring the CIA in line with President Trump's agenda. That, according to reporting from the Wall Street Journal, which says the CIA is the first intelligence agency to tell employees they have the option to quit and get 8 months of pay and benefits. The Trump administration has already offered about 2 million federal workers buyouts with pay through September. The window to accept the offer ends Thursday. Fox News has learned the CIA was exempt because of its role in national security, but CIA Director John Ratcliffe wanted the agency to participate. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 619, we'll take a quick break. When we return, the White House says President Trump's Gaza proposal underscores the U.S.'s commitment to lasting peace in the Middle East. If you heard that and thought, what did he just say? Don't worry, we got details for you coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about something that is almost certainly going to wind up on our ballot eventually, whether to continue fluoridating the water in Escambia County. Several activists have taken their case to ECUA, and ECUA has acted to move in that direction. Also talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the red light cameras, among other things, and is it Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon? Unfortunately, we got a tie, so unresolved. Listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hood of your car, you're fishing off the hood, throwing that line out there and listening to music like that. You can't go wrong. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Just kind of taking you into a Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for allowing us to take that trip with you. Security preparations underway over in the Easy for the game on Sunday, as we were joking, and I showed Austin my phone. My producer says, "You coming over for Super Bowl?" What did I say?
Ha ha, no.
That's exactly right.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You're right. Quoting. President Trump expected to be over there. That's going to make it even more crazy just for security purposes. Let me tell you, when the president comes in, things are separated. Streets are stopped. You don't right. go anywhere. And so if you're over there and you're ready to have a rocking good time and say, you can't come across this street. What's a parade coming down the road? What's the problem? Right. The president's in town. Matt Finn explains this whole thing to us.
The excitement and the music picking up here ahead of the big game, but it was just a few weeks ago that an ISIS-inspired terrorist drove a truck right through here in the French Quarter, killing 14 people. So security is top of mind. We talked with the superintendent of the Louisiana State Police on the ground. He tells Fox he couldn't be more confident about safety for the Super Bowl. He points to the partnership between state, local, and federal agencies and assures us this will be the safest bowl on record. Now, the Caesars Superdome, it's not far from the Mississippi River. Fox News rode along with the U.S. Coast Guard, which says it's simultaneously creating a secure zone for the game while managing ship traffic.
All righty, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. We do have some backup still on Highway 29 if you are traveling southbound near Detroit Boulevard. Also have some minor issues on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Outside of that, there's not too much going on, maybe just some minor congestion here and there on Navarre Parkway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 62 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61. But tonight and at times tomorrow evening, we are going to be dealing with some fog in the areas as we have the last day or two. So be careful out there. Make sure you got your headlights on and everything because some people can be kind of reckless.
Okay, low beams on the headlights. And just remind you to the lights are out on the 3 Mile Bridge to compound this issue a little bit further. Here we go. We got fog moving in the area. We got the lights out on the bridge. Perfect formula for a big mistake. Don't make it. FDOT is confirming it's been with the lights off since the snow event we had. It is a mess, and Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne knows it all too well.
Employees coming into work and everything said with the fog that it was real, real difficult, you know, out there seeing and everything.
Okay, FDOT saying engineers been on site inspecting the electrical system, but so far there's no word on what damaged or how long it's going to take to make the needed repairs. Until that happens, Hawthorne says drivers should slow down, drive at or below the speed limit. And by the way, the speed limit in Gulf Breeze is 35 miles per hour.
Right.
when you come from Pensacola into Gulf Breeze and the road starts to lift up just before you get in there, you better be doing 35 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. They sit off to the right there and give you a big welcome.
I told you.
They'll even put the lights on and welcome you to the city and everything.
Avalon Boulevard is the same way.
Nice little present there at the end of it.
Yeah, everybody speeds, and then you got those cops lingering around. All right, mentioned this before the break.
I'm glad they're there, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The White House saying President Trump's Gaza proposal underscores the U.S.'s commitment to lasting peace in the Middle East. This is in reference to yesterday when Trump said the U.S. should take over Gaza and Palestinians should live elsewhere. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president made the decision about the proposal with a humanitarian heart for all people in the region and added that he has not committed to sending troops to Gaza. Trump's suggestion has received backlash, though, from lawmakers from both sides of the aisle as well as other world leaders.
Okay, what a new day this is. U.S. continuing to use military flights to deport illegal migrants from the U.S. Jennifer Griffith reporting from the Pentagon.
We've now learned that a U.S. military C-17 with 100 Indian migrants on board landed in India overnight. It's the longest, most expensive deportation flight so far. Last year, the U.S. government deported about 1,000 Indian nationals using commercial flights, which are much cheaper. The first U.S. military flight with 10 migrants from the U.S. left Fort Bliss, Texas yesterday afternoon and arrived last night at the naval station in Guantanamo Bay. Those migrants will be housed in an isolated section of the secure detention facility that has been used for military combatants since 9/11. 300 Marines have been sent to Gitmo to help build tents, latrines, and showers.
What a difference an administration can make. The Army, did you see some of these numbers are amazing? Army recruiting is shattering records under the new leadership of Donald Trump. Jeff Bonasso has more on this trending story.
After several years in crisis and not being able to meet recruitment goals, the U.S. Army reports its most productive December in 12 years and best recruiting January numbers in 15 years, with new Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth on X saying that America's next generation of soldiers want to serve under the bold and strong America First leadership of President Donald Trump. The Army is also set to dramatically expand basic training units by spring that would allow the Army to train up to 9,600 new recruits per year, with the goal of bringing in 61,000 active duty soldiers this fiscal year that began in October. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, love or hate the guy, things have ramped up fast since he's taken over. Attorney General Pam Bondi, she's also new to her position. She will review the cases brought against President Trump, including those brought by New York prosecutors, such as the hush money payment and civil fraud cases. Bondi was sworn in at the White House today, and she's also expected to issue a series of memos regarding the alleged weaponization of the Justice Department.
Okay, let me lighten the mood a bit here. 16 days, new mint-flavored treat is coming to a drive-thru near you. The Girl Scouts are teaming up with Wendy's to offer that new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Goes on sale around February 21st.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump signs an executive order preventing transgender female athletes from competing in women's sports. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The order puts public schools and universities on notice that allowing transgender athletes identifying as women to compete in female sports will risk federal funding.
Opponents argue the order discriminates against transgender people. A mass protest outside the Labor Department today against the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Fox's Jill Nato.
Angry people chanted. They're concerned about Elon Musk and the moves his Department of Government Efficiency are making through the federal workforce.
AFL-CIO is suing the administration over concerns DOGE will have unlawful access to the Labor Department and information on investigations into companies owned by DOGE Chairman Elon Musk. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Advanced Micro Devices shares fell more than 10% after the chipmaker underdelivered for Wall Street estimates for its important data center business. AMD reported better-than-expected results on the top and bottom lines, but also reporting data center sales of $3.86 billion. On Wall Street, stocks finished the Wednesday session higher, with the Dow gaining more than 315 points, the S&P 500 gained 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 38. Nissan says they are still holding discussions with Honda in response to several media reports that they're set to scrap merger talks with their largest rival. The two Japanese companies announced in December they would conduct negotiations on a possible merger. U.S. crude oil futures for March are currently up slightly, residing just above $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, a sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Last year, I talked to Cowboys star Micah Parsons, and he refused to say that T.J. Watt is a top five pure pass rusher in the NFL. I talked to Micah again today, and he stood by that claim that Watt isn't a top five pure pass rusher. Micah's entitled to his opinion, but no one can name five pure pass rushers in the league that are better than T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Are you excited for the big game and ready to get in on the action? Look no further than the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Sign up using bonus code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, to get up to $1,500 in bonus bets if your first bet loses. Be sure to lock in your picks on this year's big game in New Orleans with the Sportsbook born in Vegas. Earn MGM rewards points from your bets, take advantage of offers found nowhere else, and look out for surprise rewards dropping in your account all year. There's no better place to enjoy the big game than BetMGM. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
We are expecting some snow here later today.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow.
What you need to know.
Scambia County officials are asking residents to be safe during the storm.
So we're asking people stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm complaining, but I'd sure like to find me a true final love.
From the world that I walked into here, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And it's a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on here. Still getting over the impact of the red lights and what's going on with that program. Mayor Reeves says the city, as it was advertising the red light cameras, there were actually hundreds of violations taking place, 35 a day at just the 9th and Bayou intersection. Reeves says the red light cameras were installed for safety and because something had to be done about the constant folks running through those, as he says, blowing through the red lights.
We don't want to give anybody a ticket for 1 millimeter over the line because that wasn't a safety threat. We want to do it for just the little examples that we've already shared with you. I mean, you could pull any video out of a hat you want, and the vast majority of what we're talking about is a blatant disregard for the law. Well, and we have to do something. And the answer before this was nothing, and that's not good enough.
Okay. 1,477 drivers running red lights during January alone. And they got off. That was just the warning month.
Yeah.
Now it's a real deal. $158 if you blow, as the mayor says, if you blow through the light, it'll cost you $158.
Well, and hopefully it was just that many people because they knew it was a grace period. Hopefully now we'll see that number drop, at least somewhat.
You know, I have down in Orlando on their light post at a lot of major intersections, mm-hmm. they have a timer that you can see as a car. In other words, there's a light that counts down the seconds until the light actually changes.
Okay.
And that's lowered the problems of people running red lights because you can actually see where you are in terms of that light changing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe consider consideration for that.
Perhaps.
To think about. It works down at Orlando. I'm not saying, well, it has been successful to a certain degree down in Orlando, so why not here? Okay, be on the line Sunday in Super Bowl 59 in more ways than one. Joe Morgan has an explanation for you.
The Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to accomplish what no NFL team has done before, lift the Lombardi Trophy in 3 consecutive seasons. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knows what's on the line.
We're 1 win away from going out and completing history, so I'm excited for it.
That was courtesy of the Chiefs as Mahomes spoke with the media Tuesday in New Orleans. But it's not just Kansas City that can make history. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is looking to enter the record books himself. Barkley enters the Super Bowl 30 yards shy of breaking the NFL season rushing record, including the playoffs, set by Terrell Davis in 1998. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
So does the 30 yards, is that it says during the regular season. This isn't during the regular season.
Well, that's the thing. He was talking about Terrell Davis's record, and it said including playoffs. So that would include the Super Bowl.
Is there an asterisk by that?
It's just they're sometimes measured differently.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't include postseason stats.
All right. Technicalities, okay? Several celebrities showing their allegiance to either the Chiefs or the Eagles ahead of Sunday's game. Michelle Polino has more on the trending story.
The 2025 Super Bowl is almost here, and celebrities are ready to cheer on their teams as the Kansas City Chiefs face off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Bradley Cooper, a lifelong Eagles fan, once said he'd take a Super Bowl win over an Oscar. Kevin Hart has been rocking Eagles gear all week, while Sylvester Stallone, who immortalized Philly with Rocky, was recently spotted on the sidelines. Miles Teller and Will Smith also showed love for the birds. On the other side, Chiefs fans like Paul Rudd, Melissa Etheridge, and Eric Stone Street have been loyal for years. Brad Pitt, a Missouri native, is also a Chiefs fan. Taylor Swift, born an Eagles fan, is now fully Team Chiefs, thanks to boyfriend Travis Kelce. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. Chris, this is going to be one of those things that is just like a now you know moment.
No, I'm not going to the Super Bowl.
No, you're not. But this is about the Super Bowl.
Oh, good.
The NFL is removing the end racism message that would have been in one of the end zones during this game. This Sunday will be the first Super Bowl since 2020 without one of the end zones saying that phrase. Instead, the NFL is replacing the message with the phrase choose love. The decision to change the message comes as Trump has launched a series of attacks on DEI policies nationwide. However, the NFL says they have no plans to end its own DEI practices at this time.
Okay, but it is a nice change. Very positive.
Yeah, either way, it's positive, so who cares?
Okay, as I shift gears on you real quickly here, want to get into this one. Beside the big Lakers, Dallas trade with Luka, another NBA player is traded ahead of the deadline, which is tomorrow. Jared Max has the report.
Ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline, another deal is going down. According to ESPN, the Milwaukee Bucks are trading veteran shooter Chris Middleton to the league-worst Washington Wizards. along with A.J. Johnson and a swap of draft picks for Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second-round pick. Middleton is scoring only 12.6 points per game, his lowest average since his second season back in 2013-14. Kyle Kuzma averaging over 15 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game. Jared Max, Fox News.
I'll say this, Chris Middleton can't be sad about the time he spent in Milwaukee. He was part of the championship team. He had some of his best years there. So good for Chris. Hopefully he can have a positive impact on the Wizards, because as he just said, they are league worst right now. I don't even think they have double-digit wins yet. So hopefully there's nowhere to go but up. Maybe Chris proves that.
Okay, if you're thinking about, and if you are, I wish you the best of luck going to New Orleans for Super Bowl, or just maybe not the game, just taking in all of the festivities over there. And there's a lot.
Right.
Believe me. Let's put it like this. The lights don't go off in New Orleans this week. It is a full-on city. And on top of that, a spectacular light show is illuminating Jackson Square every night leading up to the big game, transforming the historic St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo building right there in front of the cathedral into a vibrant artwork, like they put it on the side of the building type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We do that here. We still haven't figured out the name of the building. The 11-story building down on Palafox and Government Street.
Yeah, that big building.
I'm gonna call it the 11 building. Why not?
Okay.
That
may be what it is.
Yeah, sure. I went to a meeting there about 20 years ago, and the 11s were there. So maybe it was their building.
Okay. By association, yeah.
Here you go. The light show is a must-see if you get over there. It's a free show, running every 30 minutes from 6:30 till 12 a.m. Okay. If you're going to park on the Moonwalk, when the Moonwalk is on the side by Café Des Monts, park on the riverside there. Safe parking lot. Easy out, easy in access. That's a secret for you. Take that one.
All righty. Here's some more secrets. We've got our men's basketball slate today. A lot of ranked teams playing. Got underway earlier this afternoon. Michigan, number 24 in the nation, hosting Oregon with 14 minutes to go in that game. The Wolverines are up 58-46. 4 minutes to go until half between Duke and Syracuse. Duke, the second ranked team in the nation, up 28-18 there. And just about halftime, number 15 Missouri giving number 4 Tennessee a scare, 34-28. Two more games tonight getting started at 7 and 7:30. First game, Tulsa at number 17, Memphis, and the second is number 23, Illinois at Rutgers.
I almost let this slip my mind, but nope, didn't happen this time. This Friday, Saturday, Ice Flyers back on home ice, taking on the Macon Mayhem. Friday is adult jersey night. Saturday, join Woody, Buzz, and the whole gang for Toy Story jersey night. Kids will love that one. Puck dropping 7:05 both of those evenings.
All righty, 6:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. There typically isn't this time every afternoon. Do have some minor backups on Palafox Street near Olive Road still, but hopefully that should dissipate sooner rather than later. As for the weather, at 65 degrees, low of 62. Going to have some fog this evening, as we have had recently, and it's going to be the same way tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. So if you're on the roads, just be extra safe out there.
And nights like this, especially if you're over on the island and the fog moves in, you need to have all those lanes active, and soon you will be able to do just that. Maneuvering Via de Luna on the beach is about to get easier. ECUA is confirming construction on these eastbound lanes. About to wrap up. ECUA plans to complete the project this month before spring break and tour season kicking off.
All right.
They'll have all those four lanes open for you.
And something that was trending earlier this afternoon, President Trump banning transgender athletes from women's sports, making it official, signed an executive order earlier today. Trump said, from now on, women's sports will be only for women. The order directs the Department of Justice and other federal agencies to interpret Title IX rules as banning transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. The order also requires the immediate enforcement of said rules.
This is kind of different in opposite order. You'll see what I'm talking about here. Speeds are on the rise in Santa Rosa County. Some drivers may soon be able to drive just a little bit faster on their commutes. County officials adjusted the speed limit, get this, from 30 to 35. Usually the other way around here. This is from Highway 90 to North Spencer Field Road in Pace and Pea Ridge. The changes take effect this coming Monday, Feb 10. So if you're in that area, you got a 5 mile per hour leeway from 30 to 35.
All righty, good to know.
Do you drive in that area? You're up in that area a lot, aren't you?
And where is this again?
Pace, Pea Ridge area?
Yes, I am. I live in that area. So hopefully the roads are kind to me. Florida's manatee mortality rate is continuing to decline, so there's some good news for you. State wildlife officials say 565 manatees died last year. That's well below the average of the last 5 years combined, which was over 700. While the data is a positive outlook, the FWC says the number of dead calves surpassed a previous record set in 2013, with more than 150 young manatee dying in 2024. The new report shows that about 30% of manatee deaths are caused by humans.
Hey, these ladies are doing some really nice things over taking care of the Pensacola Beach Gulf Breeze community. It's Gulf Breeze Will Do. They're a women's philanthropic organization dedicated to making a positive impact in the local Pensacola Beach GB community. They're holding their first event of 2025. The membership drive is scheduled not this Thursday, the next Thursday, the 13th, at Native Cafe. We always like Native Cafe, especially sitting out in front on the little bench. Boy, you meet some really interesting people there. You want to go to have an interesting morning, go to Native Cafe and sit on the bench. It's on the beach, of course, and they're going to do this from 5:30. They start at 5:30 in the afternoon, goes to about 7:30, but I bet it goes a lot later than that.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And giving you one last stock reminder for this evening. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 317 points to 44,873. The S&P 500 rose by 23 points to 60,061, and the NASDAQ gained 38 points to 19,692. So not too shabby.
Okay, new Gallup poll showing a worsening opinion among U.S. adults about the quality of public education. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Gallup's annual Mood of the Nation survey says that only about a quarter of those polled are satisfied with public education, while 73% are dissatisfied, the lowest number since the poll started in 2001. The report looks at American satisfaction across 31 aspects of U.S. society or policy, including healthcare, crime, and the military. The poll of about 1,000 adults was done via telephone between January 2nd and 15th. It comes less than a week after the 2024 National Assessment of Educational Progress, known as the Nation's Report Card, showed a decline in fourth and eighth grader scores that began prior to the pandemic. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Workday is cutting all of its staff in a memo to employees on Wednesday. Well, not all of it. It's cutting its staff. There you go. In a memo to employees on Wednesday, the company said it's laying off over 1,700 workers. That's around 8% of its roster. The HR platform called the move difficult but necessary, pointing at the implementation of AI as a way to expand operations. Those affected are set to receive at least 12 weeks' pay. Other tech-based companies that recently faced job cuts include Salesforce, Cruise, and Amazon.
649 News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration says there are not conflicts of interest with Elon Musk businesses and his work in the government. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Billionaire Elon Musk is serving as a special government employee as he heads President Trump's so-called Department of Government Efficiency that is cutting spending from federal agencies and ending some government contracts.
If Elon Musk comes across a conflict of interest with the contracts and the funding that DOGE is overseeing, then Elon will excuse himself from those contracts.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Musk is abiding by all federal laws. Democrats have criticized his role in the administration and questioned his authority to rescind spending or federal programs. Some of Musk companies do have lucrative contracts with the federal government. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Americans are bracing for higher prices as Trump-era tariffs take effect. With an additional 10% tax on all goods being imported from China, consumers are worried about the cost of several items skyrocketing. Trade experts say that tariffs could drive up the prices of sneakers, video games, and toys. It comes as Trump threatens to impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada before reaching an agreement, of course, that put them on pause for 30 days.
Okay, job growth from private employers were stronger than expected in January. Jenny Casola has a pretty good report to share.
Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 183,000 new jobs created by private employers last month, stronger job growth than December. Economists were expecting an increase of 150,000. ADP says consumer-related businesses drove hiring last month. Job growth was weaker in business services and production. The monthly employment report is released on Friday morning. The forecast is for 170,000 new jobs. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Argentina pulling out of the World Health Organization. This comes after a similar move from President Trump last month. A spokesperson for the country's president said, President Milei won't allow the WHO to intervene in our sovereignty, much less in our health. Trump also announced on his first day back in the White House that he was withdrawing the U.S. from the WHO, bringing criticism from public health experts.
Okay, here's a programming update I want to pass on to you. Tonight, 7:45, go over to ESPN Pensacola. It's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Great college basketball game for you. Arkansas taking on Texas. So that is tonight. Coming up in less than an hour over on ESPN Pensacola. So that's some pretty good stuff here. And it's something to get prepared for. Middle of the week, maybe you're thinking about doing some plans, maybe some traveling coming up, and you might be heading to some areas that might be weather affected. A winter storm, by the way, moving across the country. And Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
A dangerous winter storm is impacting the central U.S. and will move over the Midwest, the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast with a messy mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow. We have another winter storm behind this one that will threaten the same areas over the weekend. Meantime, heavy rain and mountain snow is targeting much of California. They need the rain, but flooding will be a huge concern. Record high temperatures, once again, a story for the southern U.S., feeling more like late spring for millions after record snow and cold over a week ago. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
6:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, access to affordable health care is Americans' number one health priority for government leaders. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know I've given this everything, baby, honestly. Baby,
honestly, I love you. Here's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Thinking about navigating those mortgage rates. Here they are. I'm going to give them to you fresh off the wire here. Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon. 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.05%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.45%. Yeah, those rates holding pretty steady there. Daniel Penny. If I said that name, would you know who I was talking about?
Name rings a bell.
Okay, he was the Marine who got caught up in that New York City.
Yes, the subway thing.
Subway incident in there. Anyway, good for Daniel Penny. He has landed a job at a venture capital firm, and Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
The Marine acquitted in a New York City subway chokehold death has a new job with a Silicon Valley firm. Hired by high-power venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz as a deal partner, supporting the firm's American Dynamism team, which invests in government and defense tech in its New York office. Penny was acquitted in December of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, who'd been making threats on a Manhattan train. One of the firm's partners praising Penny in an internal memo for acting with courage in a tough situation, saying he'll learn the business of investing and help strengthen the firm's relationships with the Department of Defense and public safety sector. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
No winners in that case at all.
No, you're absolutely right. A little bit after 6:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. The roads are looking good. Not much should be holding you up. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Going to be foggy out there, so be careful. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61.
Well, this may make you feel a little bit better. Days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. 32 days until daylight savings time. That begins on Sunday, March the 9th. Spring officially arriving in 43 days on March the 20th. Interesting tech story. This tech stuff is getting to be Buck Rogers stuff for me. Just you don't kind of believe it, but it's happening. Want to send out invites to your party? Apple has a brand new app for that. Eben Brown has the story.
Apple Invites is a new tool for inviting people to an event and managing your guest list. It's not the first such app, but it works directly with iCloud Plus, allowing for creating invites using one's photos or curated stock images or an AI-created image using Apple's Image Playground. Even soundtracks from your Apple Music playlist can be added, and your invitees can listen. RSVPs get entered into calendars, and anyone can send an RSVP, even people not using Apple devices. Attendees will even be able to share photos and videos in an event album for all people to see. Apple Invites requires iOS 18. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, it should come as no surprise. Access to affordable health care is Americans' number one health priority for government leaders. That's according to a new survey from Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health. And Gallup found that more than half listed it in their top three priorities. A majority across party lines also felt that the federal government is better suited than state governments to address top health care concerns.
Okay, good day for Pam Bondi, and she well deserved this. Former Florida Attorney General, now U.S. Attorney General. The move places Bondi at the helm of the Department of Justice. The DOJ has already been rattled by the firings of career employees seen as disloyal to the government. Bondi is expected to oversee a radical reshaping of the department. She will also oversee the FBI. An agency in turmoil over the scrutiny of agents involved in investigations related to the president. So congrats to Pam Bondi. Clarence Thomas did the swearing in,
right,
which was very cool. Very, very, very cool. So way to go, Pam Bondi. Good stuff from a Florida girl.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Join us tomorrow, 4 to 7, every weekday, giving you the rundown of everything happening in your world today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.